Welcome back to Rural Queensland Today. Shanna Wan, our guest this morning on Rural Queensland Today. Mate, if you bury it and you keep it to yourself and you stay private, you know, it'll go away. And it doesn't. It just, it resurfaces in another angle and it comes back twice as worse. What now? I mean, obviously the exciting thing is you are now going to be the CEO of this national registered charity, which is sober in the country. But you go around to communities and you talk, and that's part of, you know, part of the process for yourself and part of the healing in some ways, as well as your job, you know, and no one in any way is critical of that. But what can people do, and how do we, in a lot of ways, get this message out, and how do we get involved as a country?
Well, I've spent several years now doing everything within my power with no funding or support to just get the message out myself. And what blows my mind is that one volunteer with no income or support has managed to send this conversation national in 2 years. We now have something like 25,000 people across the social media platforms for Sober in the Country. I've got a group of 300 peers and professionals working together in a private group. The need and the want and the actual irrefutable proof that this conversation is desperately overdue is like that's been proven 20 times over. However, I'm just one person. I'm not the solution. I'm not the answer. What I am is an ambassador fighting fiercely for our government to step up and help me. So, for example, what I'll say whenever I have an opportunity to speak with our politicians or whatever, I say to them, if as a nation we can invest millions and millions of dollars into, say, for example, I don't know if you're aware of this, but at the moment in Australia, there's a national ICE inquiry going on.
Yeah.
Because according to our leaders, it's unacceptable how many people we're losing to methamphetamines in our regional and rural communities. I could not agree more, and I think an inquiry is extremely important. However, what I'm saying is, do you guys actually understand we statistically lose more people to alcohol? Now, I'm saying that is actually a proven fact. We lose more people to alcohol-related illness, injury, and death. And we don't even have a national alcohol strategy in this country. So, again, I'm making people very uncomfortable with this conversation because it's an absolute truth and it's a fact, and people are deeply discomforted by it because alcohol is in sport, it's in advertising, big alcohol is very involved in funding lots and lots of things. It's a really, people do not want to go into this chat, but it's becoming unavoidable. And what I'm saying is, once again, this is not about demonising grog. This is not about taking away from people's right to enjoy a beer in moderation. This is about highlighting the actual truth of what it's costing communities, and that is not being spoken about in anywhere near enough, with anywhere near enough weight and momentum. So I'd love to see funding in this space. I'd love to see our leaders recognise the drought, mental health, alcohol addiction, abuse connection. I'd love to see this recognised as a pivotal area that we need serious action in, and not yesterday, not today, I mean yesterday. And I'd like to see it given the same, this sounds ridiculous, Ben, but I'd like to see addictions addressed with equality. And above all else, I'd like to see, this is one of my favourite rants, I guess you'd say, if we can't look after the men and women who are getting up and showing up day in, day out in this horrific drought, when they put their hand up and say, I'm not okay, I need a hand. And that's what's happening. They can't get help, they can't travel to the help, or they cannot afford what's available. So they go back to their homes and their, you know, failing farms or their businesses, and they remain untreated, undiagnosed and unhelped. And they do not present in the healthcare system until it's a crisis. And we have to stop that process happening. And another, you know, favourite quote of mine is, we have got to stop pulling people out of the river once they have drowned. And we've got to go upstream and find out where they're falling in and why. And at this point in time, our government focuses on the end stage of crisis, rehabilitation, hospitalisation, you know, cancer, et cetera, all these things that alcohol can lead to, but we're not looking at prevention, and we're not looking at programs like, or conversations like Sober in the Country, which are proving extremely effective as a preventative measure to educate people and stop people before it becomes too much of a crisis. You know, I could talk about this for days. I'm sure you can hear my passion. Yeah.
No, I think it's unbelievable. Sober in the Country is the website. Shanawan, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Your story is amazing, and we will do everything we can to promote it. An amazing, amazing story. Thank you so much. I was going to talk about Thargaminda, but we'll just stay with where we were. A great chat. Appreciate your time on Rural Queensland today.
And Ben, can I just let your listeners know, hun, that we will be featuring on Australian Story at the end of November.
Awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully to coincide with the launch of this as a charity and whatnot. And, yeah, if people want to have a look at us, we are definitely online. And at this point, we don't have funding, but this is all going to change in 2020 because we're set up now to be funded. So it's a very exciting time.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate your time.
Good on you, Ben.
Good
Thank
on you.
You, mate.
Great to talk to you. This is Rural Queensland Today across the Resonate Broadcast Network.